This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Now, this was just a pipe dream to Laura last week. Now we're going to make it happen. What was the idea?
Right, well, basically, you know, you get those text services like Any Question Answered, where you text a question, then they text you the answer back, right? Well, this is going to be a way of talking to those beyond the grave. If you've got a question you want to ask anybody, then you text a number, we get a medium to ask those beyond the grave, and then text the answer back. Simple.
And we're going to call it...
Text.
Did you come up with the idea for the things first?
I was just listening through my old Eternal albums.
I know. Oh, I could do something with that.
Now, yesterday, this was just a pipe dream to you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Today, it's going to become a reality. Please welcome Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Now, explain to us what it is that you do.
I'm a spirit medium. I've been working with the spirit world now for the last 15 years, seeing spirit for about 30. So
you can see dead people, like off the film?
Yes, I can, yes.
Wow, okay. And what do they look like? Do they look like ghosts off of, like, white sheets?
No, pretty much like you.
Do they?
Yeah.
What, orange with white teeth?
No, live and solid.
Oh, right, okay.
So if I wanted to speak to one of my old relatives, like my nan or something, you could do that for me?
We could.
You can get through to the other side on
my
behalf.
We can indeed.
How do you actually do it?
Well...
Can you tell us, or is that like giving away the secret to the fried chicken?
Lots of meditation and prayer gets you to that one, yeah. No, it's something I've always been able to do since being five onwards.
Five?
Yeah.
Did your parents think you had lots of imaginary friends?
I think they thought I was mad.
Now, can we speak to celebs, or do you have to actually know the person?
The direct link is normally with someone who's in front of you or on the air, so, you know, contacting Elvis is not quite my thing.
Oh, that's a shame.
Damn and blast. Yeah.
But you can do it if someone's, like, they don't have to be here, they can be on the phone.
Yeah,
and
you
can get hold of their relatives with that person being on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
What about a text?
Text is slightly different because then you're working on a guide level, but nevertheless, it's the same science of science, if you like.
I'd quite like it though if you could now help us to contact some people from beyond the grave. Would that be okay?
I think that'd be pretty much.
Before we go any further, you're not making this up, are you? Because I'd hate to be disappointed.
No.
You can tell us now. It's fine. We just cut it here.
No. This has been something I've been doing on a constant weekly basis for a long time.
All right. Okay, now we've got some of our listeners, right, who would like you to be able to find their relative.
Mm-hmm.
From beyond the grave. So, would that be all right with you?
That'll be fine by me.
Right, let's do it.
Don't let go, 'cause it's just a
text.
Could you do that again, because that was rubbish?
I have no timing.
Go, it's just a
text. Hi, Matt.
All right, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm in Stafford.
Okay, what would you like to know from Chris here?
Well, basically, when I was a kid, and I used to go on my grandparents, and, you know, you get those certain odours, which you don't know what the hell are.
Odours?
Yes, odours.
Right.
Dispatched from certain people.
Okay.
Well, my granddad always used to say, well, really blame it on the dog, so to speak. And what I want to know is, was it the dog or him?
Well, so, your granddad used to fart a lot and blame the dog.
Well, we don't know.
Well, you don't know, okay, so that's what you want to know. All right, fair enough.
What are you trying to do to me?
In fact, you could ask the dog if you can ask the dog.
Woof, woof.
I don't know whether we can ask the dog.
No, pretty much no.
No.
Well, it's always good for a second opinion.
Ah, dearie me. Right, okay, well, Grandad obviously spirit side, okay. There's also a George connected to him as well, by the way. Alright, so do check it out. I'm very aware that it was him. Okay, very much so. Alright. The dog was a welcome diversion, alright. He's also got a black and white dog in the spirit world with him as well. Okay.
Alright.
Very much so. But I am aware that he's been walking with you recently. Knew he was going to get through today. It's not normally a question that the spirit would answer, but while we're going down this road, then yes, he's coming out the closet, as you like, and very much acknowledging that it was him. The interesting thing is...
He's coming out of the closet as well.
Not quite like that, no. But very much so, what he's making me aware of is, watch where you smell that again in the next week or two.
Oh, right.
All right.
That's where a nose peg, then.
But again, it's just confirmation, validation that he's going to let you know he's around, okay? Oh, very much so. And
by farting again?
Oh, yes.
Really?
A spirit one, yeah. Well, spirit world can create odours, so...
Can they?
Oh, yes.
Amazing.
There's lots of things they can do.
That's my excuse from now on.
Next time you let one off in the studio.
Oh, granny.
So, it was your granddad.
Oh.
Did you think that it was?
Yeah.
That's the answer. All right, listen, thank you, Matt. Don't let go, 'cause it's just a text from heaven. Hi, TQ.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Why are you called TQ?
Well, it's a nickname. It's a total quality. That's my nickname. So TQ it is, abbreviated.
No, modest of you.
Well, I didn't choose the name, and I don't know if it's sarcastic or not. So anyway,
hi, I'm TQ, and I am total quality. Okay. All right, love, calm down. Go on.
Yeah, I'm good, I'm good. I'm
hyperventilating on me.
I'm out of breath after running out of the dentist, but okay. I'm okay.
Yeah. Right, now Chris is here. He's our medium.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
What would you like to know?
Right, my grandma died a few years ago, and she used to make a fantastic clootie dumpling. And she was Scottish. I don't know if the clootie dumpling is only from Scotland, or if you can get it in other places. Anyway, she made a fantastic clootie dumpling. I tried to copy, got the recipe, and made it, and it was rubbish. It just looked like fruitcake stick. And instead of this beautiful, round, moulded dumpling, it was just like a pile of stick. And there's a few things. The first thing is, I'm not sure if I've got the quantities in the recipe right. I think I've not. The second thing is, I just wondered if the fact that it's meant to be wrapped in muslin, and I wrapped it in a pillowcase, because I didn't have any muslin.
I think I could probably answer that one without, you know.
Whether that affected the recipe. But I don't think I've got the quantities right.
Right.
And she was an expert, and just to see if she can give me a pointer in the right direction. That's all, because nobody else knows.
And that's all you want to know?
Yeah.
From your grandma.
It's me, it's like...
Is she still hanging around, Chris, or is she gone during that long holiday?
She's bored.
I thought she might have gone.
Okay, TQ.
Okay. Yeah.
You murdered it, basically. Okay.
No.
What she's telling me here is... by the way, there is an Elizabeth being mentioned... Okay, very
okay.
much so. And I'm also aware of Peggy or Margaret being linked in as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as these characters come in, and obviously you're talking about your nan as well, her rings are still here, by the way, but I'm very aware that she's talking about 50 grams too much. 50 grams too
50
much.
50 grams too
and
much.
And if you put it in the right plate, would you use the right things? There's no point trying to saw a piece of wood with a hammer, is it? So, again, she's saying here, make sure you have the right... the wrapping is important. It was an important part of creating that mix.
All right.
Because it's about... I mean, I'm a medium, not a cook, but she's talking about texture, okay? She's talking about texture here, very much so. And she says, when you put it in with that, the texture wasn't right, and it just fell to pieces.
Yeah.
And I'm very aware she was rolling around laughing in the kitchen at the time. okay.
Loving at you, TQ.
With her head in her hands, thinking, oh my God, what are you doing, woman? Okay.
You're wrestling with a big old pillowcase.
So, there's too much sugar in it. I don't know what she means by this, but there's
too much sugar. Yeah.
Too much sugar in it as well. All right.
Yeah.
And the yeast content.
Yeah.
Do you put yeast in it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a cook at the end of the day. I don't do anything like this. Was she saying the yeast content is too much as well?
Oh, right. Okay. Too much. Yeah.
At least by half. At least by half. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
And... God, here we go. Just a knob of butter. Not the pack. Okay.
How did she know? I did. I put in half a pack.
I know everything.
Wow.
It just sounds like you generally need to use less of everything.
Yeah.
Less of everything and more technique.
And more technique. And definitely not the pillowcase.
And definitely not the pillowcase,
right.
No.
Gosh, so much information. It's unbelievable. My pen has virtually run out of paper to write on. Brilliant.
We very much like you to let us know how the recipe goes as well.
Right.
I think it'll be. I don't think it could be much worse.
You're quite right. Oh. Don't let go,
'cause it's just a text. Thank you very much to Chris for coming in today. So, anything you want to know about the afterlife, and you asked about a recipe that you really messed up and a farting granddad.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know the oldest game in the world?
Which is
phoning up people and asking for made up names and getting them to say it out loud.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like Bart does in The Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
so, and like we did with Angry Pizza Man.
Yeah, what did you Anita
Go for a Dump.
Yeah, yeah. Or Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
Seymour. Well, you could add anything after Seymour. Uh-huh. Seymour Butt, okay. For example, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Well, there are people who actually have these names, you know. So I've been trawling through, and most of them, not surprisingly, live in America. So I've been trawling through the American phone book to find people with amusingly rude names.
Right.
And then just checking that they're actually called that.
By phoning them. God. I don't think we pay you enough. I really don't.
Do you know?
No.
It's genius, that.
All right, so this is the first one you've done, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, this is Fanny Willie.
I'm sorry, who's that?
Fanny Willie.
I think I've got the wrong number, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
See, just looking through the phone book and you find a Bonnie Willie. somebody in America actually called Bonnie Willie.
What did you do?
I don't think if you were called Bonnie Willie, you'd answer the phone by saying, hello, this is Bonnie Willie.
Why would you do that?
I did it. This is my favourite one, though. This is another one.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Anita Beaker, please?
Beaver.
Sorry?
My name is Beaver. B-E-A-V-E-R.
Not Beaker?
Nope, no Beaker's here.
Your full name is?
Anita Beaver.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Thank you.
Mm.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. I feel so childish.
Anita Beaver.
That's Anita Beaver there.
Anita Beaver.
That's right.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. 0777-756-408.
You know we love to check the Flirt Divert on a Monday, our regular post-weekend check-up on what kind of people you met this weekend all over the UK, and handed out the Flirt Divert number 2, which is 0777-756-408. Pretty much everyone's got it in their phone now, which I know is a problem, and we'll probably have to change the number quite soon because people are getting slapped again. It's been, what, a good 6, 8, 9 months since we've changed the number, I think.
Weren't we going to start legal representation for people who've been injured by the Flirt Divert number?
Where there's Flirt Divert blame, there's a claim. Right, anyone knows what this is on about, then please let us know.
Hello, Mr. Johnson, it's Steve at Boys R Us here. Just to let you know, your package has arrived. Cheers, bye.
Right. What, did he mispronounce Toys R Us? Is Boys R Us a shop? If anyone knows, let us know on 81199.
Never
heard of it myself.
Hello, Mr. Johnson. It's Steve at Boys R Us here. Just to let you know, your package has arrived. Cheers, bye.
Any idea? 81199. Just kind of, like, puts out of our misery. Right, now, this next one is a romantic one. No idea why this girl would have handed this guy the Flirt Divert number at all.
Hi, Emma. It's Johnny here. I just want to apologise for being sick on you in the taxi.
Oh.
I feel really stupid, and just if you want to come into my place later on tonight, just give us a phone back. See you soon, baby.
Right, so I'm really sorry about being sick on you in the taxi. However, if you'd like to come round to mine tonight, that'll be absolutely fine.
I just want to apologise for being sick on you in the taxi.
Baby.
Yeah, baby. Come round. And here's Classy Girl of the Week. They're always on a Monday.
I think you're f***ing f***ing all that. Do you think I'll ever go out with you? I'll ever go out with a monkey.
There's a kid of line there.
Do I ever go out with a monkey?
Monkey.
Monkey. 0777 576 408. Answer me this. Have you ever been on a date where you sat there, not, don't really want to be there and thinking, do you know what? I'd rather go out with a monkey. I really would.
Do I ever go out with a monkey?
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.